Sechtes Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Ramei Reimer. Yesh Dvarim Shehen Kekarka, Ve'enan Kekarka. There are certain things that are like karka, meaning they're on the ground, but they don't have a din like karka. Ve'en Chachamim Moedim Loi. The Chacham do not agree with him. What does that mean? Ketzar. Eser Gefanim to Unois Masarti Loch. So a guy says, I gave you 10 Gefanim, 10 grape trees that were loaded with grapes, and I gave it over to you to watch. You only gave me 5 of them to watch. So he's a Maida b'miksas. The only thing is, these grape trees are attached to the ground. So Rameir Mechayev Shua, Rameir says Yechayev Shua, because since these fruits were fully ripe, and they really could have survived without being attached to the ground, therefore, even though it's karka, it's not, doesn't have a din like karka, and Yechayev Shua is Maida b'miksas, this does not go into the din of Ein Shbo and Ala Karkois. The Chachamim come and say, call him a Chubel Karka, Reuke Karka. Once it's attached to the ground, makes no difference that it doesn't need the ground. It's less than like karka, and you're not nishbon. Now the Mishnah says, "Ein nishbon el al davar shebemida." The only time you swear if it's something that it has a mida. What does it mean? It has a mida, so it has to have a specific measure, or a mishkal, or a specific weight, or a minyan v'shebeminyan. It has to have a specific number. And the Mishnah is going to explain what this means. Ketzad, by yismoli masarti lach. I gave you a full house of stuff to watch. The kiss molly masarti lach, I gave you a wallet full of money to watch. V'alo oimer eini yodei, I says, I don't know exactly how much money or produce you gave me because we didn't measure it, we didn't weigh it, or we didn't count it when I was there. So I have no idea how much you gave me. Ela mashe nachta atanoita, whatever you left, go and take it, it's all yours. And obviously it's less than a house full of stuff. So is this called a maida b'miksas? So the Mishnah says, no, you're potter, because it's not a mida, you only swear if it's a davar shebe midav, shebe mishkov, shebe minyan. Ze oimer adaziz, however, if let's say the one who's claiming says, I gave you a house filled up to the beam. Ze oimer adachaloin, the one who was watching it says, no, you only gave me up to the window. Then he is chayiv, he has to pay, because that's a measured thing, and he's being maida b'miksas, so therefore he has to swear. The next Mishnah deals with if someone lends money with a mashkin, what the din is as far as the shvuah goes. Hamalvis chaveri ala mashkin. If someone lends money to his friend and he takes a mashkin for that loan, va'avad mashkin, and then he loses the mashkin. So amar loy. So the lender says, sela hal visicha olav v'shekel hayishav. I lent you a full sela, and the mashkin you gave me was worth much less than that. You gave me your watch, let's say. Your watch was only worth half of that. It's worth a shekel. You're right, you gave me a sela, but sela hayishava. The watch was worth the full sela, and we're even. So, potter, he does not have to pay because he's a kaifer bakal. He's denying that he owes his borrower anything. His lender, he says to the lender, I don't owe you anything. Even though you lent me a sela, but I gave you my watch, and my watch was worth a sela, so we're even. Sela hulvisichalav, a shekel hayishava. Same case so far. He says, I gave you a sela. I lent you a sela, and you gave me a watch worth a shekel. The halo oimer, and the borrower says, like yela sela hulvisani alav, ushleisha dinrim hayishava. You're right, you lent me a sela, but this was worth more than a shekel. It was worth 3 dinrim, which is 3/4 of a sela. So over here he's chayiv, because he admitted that he owes him 1 dinar. If he owes him 1 dinar, so he has to swear on the other dinar. Sela hulvisani alav ushtayim hayishava. Now we have the opposite cases where the mashkin is worth more than the loan. He says, I lent you a sela, v'shtayim hayashama, and my mashkin was worth 2. V'alo imer leikyele sela hil v'sicha olav v'sela hayashama. No, I lent you a sela. The watch you gave me as a mashkin was worth a sela, and we're even. So pater, over here, the lender does not have to swear, because he's saying that the mashkin you gave me was worth the same thing as the loan. Sela hil visani alav ushtayim hayashava. Again, the borrower is saying, my mashkin was worth 2 sela, and you only gave me 1 sela as a loan. Aloimer loiki ala sela hil visicha alav. I lent you a sela, but chamisha dinrim hayashava. The watch was worth 5 dinars, which is a sela and a quarter. So he's admitting that he owes him 1 dinar. So he is chayiv. He has to swear, because over here, the lender owes money to the borrower because the mashkin was worth more than the loan, and he admitted to part of it, so he has to swear on the other 3 dinrim. So the Gemara says, Umin nishba. Now part of this, 2 shvuas going on over here. There's the shvua of the Maida b'miksas, and there's always the shvua of the one watching it, meaning the lender has to swear that he's not keeping that he's not hiding the mashkin somewhere and just claiming that it was lost. So who swears first? Umin nishba. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Mishapi kadin etzlai. the one who was watching the Pikadin, he always has to make the first Shvua that he did not keep the Pikadin, that it's not by him, and that it's lost. Why? Shemi Shavazeh, maybe the borrower will make a Shvua that the thing was worth more than it is, that the Pikadin is worth more than it is. The Yaitzi Allah Sa Pikadin, the next thing you know, the one who was lending the money, who was holding on to the mashkin, he's going to pull out the Pikadin and say, look, you're a liar. You said that it was worth $2 sela, and it's really only worth one, or it's only worth $1.25. So since we don't want this to happen, we don't want that he should make a false shvua, we make him first swear that the Pikadin is no longer in his possession, and then the other one swears that he doesn't owe the money. Like this, we avoid having a case where the shvua would be made, and then realizing, if he pulls out the mashkin, we realize that there was a mistake the whole time. Have a good day.